Hare Krishna.
You know that Srila Rupa Goswami has fulfilled the manobhist of Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya manobhistam sthapitam jena bhutale svayam rupah kada vayam tadashikata. I think and I believe that Srila Rupa Goswami has inspired Srila Bhakti Bhagavanath Thakur, Saptam Goswami, the essence of all the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In very easy language, in Bengali language, very easy. But it is the essence of all the teachings of all the Goswamis, especially Rupa and Raghunath. And he has filled all the essence in Jaiva Dharma. I'm going to now explain something about Jaiva Dharma, the essence which has been collected in Jaiva Dharma. If you want to advance in Krishna consciousness, try to read again and again with very strong faith this book. Very easily you can have the essence of all the Indian literature, Ved, Upanishad, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitam in this book. He has masterly in the form of dialogue. He has given all these things. I think that Sar Bhavana Prabhu has translated long before me. I translated it from Bengali language in Bengali. Oh, it was, and I translated in Hindi. And where I had any doubt to understand, I went to my Gurudev, Param Pujyapad Sauti Maharaj, and all other very qualified disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. So,
To
consult
Sauti Maharaj.
Or Guru Maharaj and Sauti Maharaj and so many other. Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, Goswami Maharaj. They read it. No, very good translation. Very good translation. Now, again, In English it has been translated Shen, in my translation. This is very good. Discussed about explaining Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srimad Bhagavatam, the sweet pastimes of Krishna from Bhagavatam, as explained recently in Puri and or Brajmandal Parikrama, Raya Ramananda Sambhad, and so many things. Now I want to explain Jaiva Dharma, very essential. If you will hear and understand, then we can very easily rapid progress become. Very. But you will have to read again and again. I think that in 4 days we cannot do. Even only Mangalacharna we can do something. But a line may come. How to read and how to go very deep. In first chapter, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written this book in the form of dialogue. And you cannot put so many questions as Bhaktivinoda Thakur. As much as question may be, he had done. No one can question like this. So, he is telling that in this universe, whole universe, this earth is what? It is very important. Pramukh.
Prominent.
Why? Because that planet, Vrindavan Dham, Navadvip Dham is there. Only for this. Why Vrindavan is superior? Because gopis are there. Why gopis are superior? Because Srimati Radhika is there. And where Radhika will be? Krishna is bound to be there. Why Gaurbhumi is superior? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who was there. Who is he? Krishna taking the internal, intrinsic mode of Radhika and golden beauty. He appeared in Gaurmandal. So it is. Essence of whole universe. Not less than Vrindavan. Same thing. In some cases, superior. Vaishishti is there.
Speciality.
Both are one. Krishna and Mahaprabhu are same. Difference in appearance. So Vrindavan Dham and Navadvip Dham is same. Some metal, cantle, that Jagannath Puri, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Oh, well, separation mode highly in Gambhira, in Puri. It may be superior than Naudeep, but they are ignorant, totally ignorant. Because there is Subhadra, Baldev, Krishna. It is like Dwarka. Anywhere in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the books of Rup and Raghunath, it is never written that that Puri is Vrindavan. But everywhere it is written that Gaura Mandala Bhumi, Jeva Jane Chintamani, Arhaya
Raja
Bhumi Bhash.
Gaura Prema
Rasarnave,
Jeva
Tarange Jeva Dube,
Siradha Madhava Antaranga.
And everywhere it is written that Navadvip is Vrindavan. Navadvip is Vrindavan. But it has been never written anywhere that Puri is Vrindavan. Sometimes it may be written that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there, sometimes he used to see sea, ocean like Jamuna. Chatak Parvat as
Govardhan.
As Govardhan, not Govardhan. Never. And Bam Dekhi Mane?
Bhram Hai Ei Vrindavan. Bhram Hai Mahaprabhu.
Even when he was going to Vrindavan, in the way, what? Jhadi Khan. Or there also, he used to see Vrindavan. So that place is not Vrindavan. But Navadvip is Vrindavan. The sweet pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took place in Navadvip is more superior than what took place in Gambhira. More. And what to tell about South India, like Godavari, that where Ramananda and Mahaprabhu met and discussed. So, here he is telling once Asurabhi, Surabhi cow, she came to Navadvip and she did austerities there and did Aradhana, worship. Worship, Aradhana means?
Worship.
No, worship and Aradhana is different thing. But in English...
Worship is Puja.
Aradhana means what? Oh, taking the mantra, Kling Krishna, or Kama Gayatri, like did Aradhana. The Aradhana of Krishna can only be done by Kam Bij and Kam Bed. So she did there. And nearby there was Kuti, Pradyumna Kuti, Bhajan Kuti. A place where Pradyumna, Brahmachari, used to worship Sri Nrisimhadev and meditate. And there, Prem Das Babaji, while doing bhajan. It has been written here that Paramhans Prem Das Babaji was Siksha Shishya of Pradyumna Mishra, Pradyumna Brahmacharya. He had not written that by whom he was initiated, who was his Dikshavu. Why? He has taken Bhagavat Parampara. Here is the prominency of Bhagavat Parampara. In our line, Gokrishov Das Babaji Maharaj. In Bhagavat Parampara, he was disciple of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also. In Bhagavat Parampara, he was disciple of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. But really, Bhaktivinoda Thakur took initiation by his family guru, Bipin Bihari Goswami. But Prabhupada never gave so much importance to Diksha Guru. So Prabhupada accepted this of Bhagavat Parampara. In Bhagavat Parampara, only Siddha Mahatma can come, realized person, associate can come. In Diksha Parampara, Diksha Guru, it may be that he can give help, or he may not be very high class of guru, siddha guru. It may be in Parampara. So Prabhupada and all other epics, Srimad Bhagavat, has accepted this life, Bhagavat. In Bhagavat Parampara, Guru Parampara is
included.
So Bhagavat Parampara. Nowadays we so much hearing from Babaji, Sahajiya Babaji. They are not accepting this theory because they are ignorant.
They depend on Sishya Parampara.
So I have given so many examples and clear vision of these things. Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru, Bhagavat Parampara, everything in my Pancha Prabandham.
Five essential essays.
So if anyone wants to know more, they can read. You should be always careful from this Sahajiya Babaji or others. So it has. If he'll go deep, so many new things will come. Perhaps I have read it 108 times, not less than that. Like Srila Prabhupada, he told that I have read Prahlad Charitra not less than 100 times or 108. New things will come. How he was doing bhajan? How? He used to be, he was very learned, great learned person, all of the epics, Srimad Bhagavat, especially Chaitanya Chaitamrita. He was always in Navadvip Dham, especially in Godruma. Godruma, where Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to do bhajan. 2 lakhs named daily, not 3 lakhs, but 2 lakhs daily he used to chant. From England, just come in. Thank you. My heart is blessed.
Pradyumna Brahmacharya and Pradyumna Brahmacharya. They have just come. Pradyumna Prabhu.
Pradyumna Prabhu and
Raghunatha
Bhatta.
And Vidura Prabhu.
Or Vidura also.
Yes.
Very good, very good.
Ananta Prabhu and
Very good. Thank you to come. Two laps name. Weeping, heart melting. And doing pranam, sashtang pranam. How much? Shata shata. Thousands and thousands. Daily doing pranam. Sashtang pranam. For whom? For each Vaishnava in our Guru Parampara. All Guru. All important places of Sridham Brajamandal and Navadvip Mandal and
Chhatramandal.
All. Like Bandirban, Bandirbat, Rasasthali, Vrindavan, Bansivat, Gopeshwar Mahadev, Jamuna Puli, Jamuna River. Oh, bringing in from Radha and Krishna, Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Champaklata, all the Sakhi, all the Manjari, all the Vipakshi, Tatastha and Sohrida, all Sakhis, top to bottom. For hours and hours, doing pranam, not only like this,
Sastang.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, not like this, oh Sastang. Madhurikari Bhiksha. How to maintain? Oh, Madhurikari Bhiksha. From where? Nandagaon. Where Nandagaon in Navadi? Oh, in Godrum. It is Nandagaon. Nandagaon. And if he has some time, then no Gramya Katha. No?
Mountain talk.
Mountain talks. Oh, he used to read Prem Vivarta. Have you heard the name of Prem Vivarta? Written by Jagadananda, one of the high class of associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, certainly very melodious, very high class of things are there. So many teachings. And when he used to read, he used to weep bitterly, heart melting, ears standing. Do you read Chaitanya Charitamrita like this? We should try. We should try. When anarth will go, and you will go deep, with love and affection. If you are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, then tears will not come. But when you call Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, tears may come. And Krishna will come. He is bound to come there in heart. Heart will melt by taking the darshan of Krishna. Not alone he will come. Hare, Hare who? Who harati mana? Krishna. Oh. Radhika, with Radhika he will come. And Radhika will not come alone. With her, all associates. Oh, with Dham, Vrindavan, she will come. So, heart will be melting. If you are chanting name in this way, so he used to chant Hare Krishna, weeping always, remembering all the sweet pastimes of Krishna. And all nearby persons, he used to come and hear. And those who come in, also they used to be. Like Raghunath Das, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami in the Council of Rupa Goswami. All people. Those who have so many worldly desires, so many worldly, they cannot run. Tears will not come. They can weep when some
problem will come.
In the stomach, here and there. That will be for that. No, they have no time to weep for Krishna. Always engaged. In what?
Look after their body. Body and bodily conception.
Only. We should try to be very careful for this. If anyone always engaged in this sense gratifications, taking so much food here, there, what this, so many things. Collecting all things for sense gratification. That I will do bhajan. But this is not theory. What theory is this? So those who used to come, they also used to be. One day, ek din titri paha ka samay tha. One day,
time was afternoon time.
Afternoon. You should collect this book and see. I am telling very
brief.
He has completed his name. How much?
2 lakhs.
Until what time?
Up to afternoon.
At about 3. And now he was reading Prem Vivarta. Weeping. And at that time, renounce order, sannyasi. He came from Kashi, Varanasi. And he was doing sastang pranam to Babaji. And for some time he was only
doing pranam,
not
getting up.
Babaji Maharaj was absorbed totally in mood. What in a mood? Oh, reading that book. And what book?
Prem
Vivarta. What was there? Jagadanand was telling. And remembering how he was with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, in Navadvip. And one day, anyway, both were quarreling. And then Mahaprabhu came in the home. But Jagadananda was there, alone on the bank of Ganges, and weeping. In the midnight, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where is Jagadananda? Perhaps he is sulking. And that is why he returned again. And he saw that on the sand, on the bank of Ganges, he was weeping. Why? Remembering Nimai Pandit. And he was not talking with anyone. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went and he was in sulky mood. He was weeping, but he was somewhat sulking. And then Mahaprabhu embraced him. Oh Jagadananda, without you I cannot remain in my house, room. And anyhow, he pacified. And then both returned. So Jagadananda writing all these things. Jakhan jaha mane pade, tokhan taha likhe. What is the meaning? Kya ji? Jokhan monne pade tokhan taha likhe in English?
Whenever thoughts appear in the mind, in my memory, I write it down.
Not that in serial order.
In other books there is some sequence, but in his book he told I have no sequence.
So Babaji Maharaj was in observed totally in mood, in that mood. Why Jagdananda was waiting and how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was pacifying him, and he was also weeping, remembering the past time. When bhaiya spurti hui, when
came in external sense.
Then he saw that sannyasi, he doing pranam, shastang pranam. Then, he began to. To tell to sannyasi, ha chaitanya, ha nityananda. You should be merciful to me, sprinkle your mercy on me. And what? Trinadapi Sunish.
Very wretched
person. Very?
Wretched, love.
Meek and humble.
And then he began to weep loudly. Then sannyasi got up and told, I'm so
fallen.
Why you are doing my vidambana? Vidambana means why you are
glorifying.
Why you imposing yourself upon me?
Yes. I'm not like so. Then again that sannyasi fell down on the lotus feet of Babaji Maharaj. Babaji Maharaj gave him asana. What asana? Not like this. He was what? Nishkinchan Dinhin. Only some asana made by
dry skin of banana
leaves. Only that one. Oh, at that time, in the ashram of sannyasis, like this. Then, Babaji Maharaj told him, that sannyasi, what service may I render to you? What service? Then, sannyasi Maharaj, apna kamandalu rakhte hue, he kept his kamandalu there, water pot, kamandalu like this. No lota, nothing, no. And that kamandalu of what? Only Loki. Loki, you know?
Dried skin of a goat. Gold.
And he?
Gold.
Oh, like this. Not like any golden or anything. He began to tell Shankha, Patanjal, Nyaya, Vaisheshi, Uttar Mimansa, Purva Mimansa, all the Upanishads and Vedanta written by Vyasadeva, Krishna Dvaipa and Vyasa. I have thoroughly studied in Kashi, here and there. And always I was so much observed and practicing the teachings of all, especially Vedanta. Or 12 years. Before, I have taken sannyas from Sachidananda Saraswati in Varanasi, Kashi. he has taken. He was a very vast learned person. He had read all these things. Ved, Upanishad, Shastra and Vedant, Nyaya and Shada Darshan, everything. And he had taken sannyas from high class of sannyasi, Advaitvadi. And I went through all the
pilgrimage places.
Where? In Himalayas, in South India, here and there. And I was associating there with high class of Mayavadi philosophers and sannyasis. Kotichak, Bahudachak, Hansa. I passed. What is Kutichak? First, Anarth went on. And after that, Kutichak, making any
hut
for bhajan and living there sometime. After that, Bahuchak. I left everything. No hut. No, not a fixed place for bhajan. Taking water of so many places. This is second gradation, stage of sannyas. And then Hans, what is essence? Like,
so one can differentiate milk and water and only drink the milk.
So here, worldly things and paramartha,
transcendental,
spiritual things. What are the difference? And then rejecting all worldly things. No worldly desire at all. What speaking? Mauna ulambandhen. Maula. And I entered in Paramahansa. Paramahansa avastha also. And I used to totally be absorbed in Aham Brahmasmi. Prajnanam Brahma. Sarvam Khaluidam Brahma. Tattam Mashi. This four things. I am Brahma. This one thing. I was practicing like that. And I used to think that I am Brahma. Realized Brahma. But I was not satisfied. As Vyasadeva was not satisfied by writing so many shastra, scriptures. Mahabharata, Gita was written. He had divided all the Vedas in four. He had done. Vedanta Shastra he did. All the Purans he did. He was master of all. But he was not satisfied. Then Narada came mercifully. And he told something. That what you have done. You are not glorified. Supreme Personality of God, Krishna. And that is why you are not satisfied. So you should see. In meditation. In trance. And then you should write. The glorification of Krishna. What is that glorification? That Yashoda, Mother Yashoda is twisting the ears of that Parabrahma. That Parabrahma is playing with cowherd boys. And cowherd boys are defeating Krishna in
wrestling match.
And sometimes taking something sweet and taking from mouth, they are giving in the mouth of Supreme Lord. Sometimes he is praying to gopis. And what doing? Massaging the feet of oh, I am indebted to you for whole life. I cannot be
free from debt.
I cannot repay you. Have you returned? Oh, never. I don't know all these things. That what you have done nothing. And how I will know all these things? Oh, pray in trance. Surrender yourself. Sarva dharmana parityajya mam ekam saranam vraja. Prachodayat. This mantra will do. What is the meaning of prachodayat? Pracha udayat. Please come in my trance as glorious, sweet you are. This is prayer. And with prayer, you should
surrender.
And he did it totally by bhakti. Bhakti
yogena manasi
bhakti yogena manasi samyak panihate amale apashyat purusham purnam mayancha jada pashyam apashyat purusham purnam mayancha jada pashyam jasya vai suyamanayam purushe krishnam param purushe bhakti upapattati punsam shok moha bhaya he saw. What he saw? Param Purush. How? Purna Purush. How? Oh, Radhika Vyad with Krishna. Oh, all the associates of Radhika, Sakhis were there. Nanda Baba, Yashoda. And all these Sakhas, friends, cowherd boys. With, oh, so many cows. Thousand and thousand. Oh, cows were there. Nanda Baba, Yashoda, Maya, and Vrishabhanu Maharaj, Kritika, and Sridham, all the cowherd boys were there. He saw also in Purna Purush, Narayan, Nishingharam, Kalki, Bhanu, all were in him. He saw whole universe. He saw all the jivas there. Those who were forgetting him, they are going to world. And they are crushed in the chain of maya, birth and death. And those who are accepting Sadguru and chanting and remembering, oh, they are gradually going towards, oh, Krishna, Krishna. And then he wrote what he saw in trance. Meditation. And that is Srimad Bhagavatam. And then he became satisfied. Then satisfied. And then he calls his son Sukadeva Goswami. And he told that you should study. And he came and studied whole Srimad Bhagavatam. Though Sukadeva Goswami was what?
Rane from
oh. He was like
Atmaram.
But he still he came and studied all this. So here he is telling that I was very learned person. Ved, Vedanta, everything. And I practiced Am Brahmasmi, but I was not happy. I tried hard for this, to realize, and to have something, Anandam, I am Brahma. Brahma is Anandamai, but I was not realizing that I am Brahma, I am realizing anything, happiness. I was not satisfied. So, one day he saw in Varanasi that a sadhu, Vaishnav, he was Vaishnav, weeping bitterly and what telling? Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityam, Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaurva. Vachal raha tha, किंतु चल नहीं पाता. He was trying to walk, but he could not walk. Weeping bitterly, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, be merciful to me, be merciful. Fie on me. I am wretched person, like this. And tears were coming so much. I saw for a moment, and I could not express that something came, something very wonder.
Ecstatic feeling.
Ecstatic feelings came. But I cannot express now. And it was more than Aham Brahmasmi. My heart realized this. Something coming, happiness. Then I saw that, oh, this is more better than Brahma, Aham Brahmasmi. But at that time I could not
get up.
And I could not follow and could not ask that, who are you? And why you are doing so? Because I was thinking that I am Paramahansa.
Sannyasi.
And so much high level. I am Brahma. So fie on me. After some time, I realized my
position.
False position.
And, false ego.
And I began to search, where is that Vaishnava? But I was not so much fortunate that I can meet him. I was searching. I saw that he was any Vaishnava. So he must be in Vrindavan anywhere. Then I came, I left my that position, my dand and commandalu, everything. I was searching in the lane of Vrindavan. Everywhere. I saw so many Vaishnavas weeping. So many Vaishnavas. Ha Krishna, Ha Prajandanandan Sham Sundar Vipi. Oh, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, like this. Then I thought, oh, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, oh, he was in Navadvip Dham. So, I wanted to visit that Navadvip Dham. How Navadvip Dham? Glorious. So a curiosity came. And then I came to this place. I heard your glory, O Babaji Maharaj Paimdas. All told me that if you want to hear something about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda, you should go and take shelter of Paimdas Babaji Maharaj in Godrum. And telling this, he began to weep and he was doing. And Babaji Maharaj resting, weeping, O Nityananda Prabhu. And he was also weeping. And now he was realizing more happiness, transcendental happiness. In moment he realized this. He never realized before. So, you can read so many books. So many books. You can be very learned, but from where your heart will melt? From where? Oh, this is the thing. If worldly desires are there, worldly requirements are there. Attachment, that I am this body. Not for, oh, that soul that I am Krishna Das. And serving a high class of devotee who is observed in, or chanting, remembering, weeping Krishna. Then how you can advance? You can buy thousands and thousands of books. You can make a big library there. But from where you will make library of these modes? How your heart will melt? This is the main subject. So you should try to follow Rupa Raghunath. Rupa Raghunath Pade Tave Ami Pujavase Jugala Priti Rupa Raghunath Pade Rahu Mor Aash Prarthana Kare Sada Narottama Das. So now time is over. Okay, I cannot speak more than that.
Gurudev, Poltor, Jiva Dharma.
Yes. How many minutes I have told?
15 minutes.
Oh. If I will, then I will be mad. I should not. So, try to digest and to follow. Try to give up all your
false ego.
Egos. Kam, krodh, lobh, mad, moh, masal. Worldly attachment. Early what attachment should go away. Worldly attachment should go away. Only how? Oh, Brajendranandan Binu.
Phatemogu.
Where is Brajendranandan? Where is Bhagavan? Like, where is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Like, where is Rupa? Ha Rupa, Ha Sanatana, like this. They should try to advance in this. This is the essence of whole Jaiva Dharma. Gradually we will discuss something. But try to be like that. O Sannyasi Maharaj, follow. O Sannyasi of Kashi Varanasi. Give up all your learning, everything. Worldly sense gratification, and everything. And be like that.
Go,
Pramananda.
Thus ends the class on the 12th of December 2001 in the evening in Germany on Jaiva Dharma in English. Hare Krishna.